and I'm from Austin, Texas. I go to Austin High, and I'm here with Chip Ruven, who is a wildlife biologist. He's been one for 18 years. So Chip, why don't you tell us what being a wildlife biologist is all about?
I work on a wildlife management area down in South Texas. It is primarily a research and demonstration area, so we do a lot of research down there, and that takes up a good bulk of my time.
Why do y'all conduct wildlife research? Why?
One of the main reasons we conduct wildlife research is to get a better understanding of the ecology of the species found in the different ecosystems here in the state. Okay. And we also do a lot of research to see how land use practices such as livestock grazing, or prescribed burning, or mechanical brush control, how they affect the plants and animals of a given ecoregion.
Okay, so y'all research the entire ecosystem to get a better understanding of the different species?
That's correct. We try and find out how certain management activities are affecting the plants out there and how they're also affecting the different wildlife species out there as well.
Okay, and y'all do lots of projects to perform this research.
We do quite a lot of projects. We do a lot of projects through universities with graduate students out there. We do a lot of projects ourselves. Right now we have about 7 or 8 projects ongoing.
Wow.
Right now.
Can you explain one of them?
Sure. One of our research projects that we have going on is to look at the effects of cattle grazing by cattle and prescribed fire on the Texas horn lizard. And we're doing that utilizing radio telemetry. We have a graduate student, Anna Burrow, from Oklahoma State University, who's been working on this project with me. And basically, we use radio telemetry. I have some of the equipment here. This is the receiver right here. And then over here, we have the antenna. It's a little wieldy to have this on the set here. But the signal from the radio transmitter comes in the antenna, comes down the cable, and comes into the receiver here. This is one of our radio
and you hook
transmitters.
That onto.
Yeah, that's and you can see there's a magnet attached to the radio transmitter there, and basically the magnet, while it's attached to the radio transmitter, it deactivates the transmitter to save the life of the battery.
Oh.
Once we're ready to put this on a horn lizard, we'll detach the battery, and that activates the transmitter. Transmitter's here. Here's the antenna right here coming out of the back of the transmitter, and then what we do is we'll take that transmitter and we'll put it in a backpack. And then we'll strap that backpack on a horn lizard. Now this gal, she's a little cool, so she's not very very active right now. But you can see the backpack. We have a strap going under the front there, and a strap going under the back. The transmitter in the backpack. Here's the antenna coming out of the backpack. This allows us to follow the animals around, to look at their home range size, to look at the habitat use, and to get some idea of how the prescribed burning and cattle grazing on the management area might be affecting the Texas horn lizard, as well as their main food source, which is large harvester ants.
Okay, that's awesome. What got you interested in doing this type of research?
I've always been interested in wildlife all my life. I've always had a great fascination for the natural world. I love to hunt and fish. And I knew this at an early age. I can finally remember back when I was about 5 years old, I had caught a Texas horn lizard. I'm going to give away my age to some extent here, because back then it was still legal to catch a Texas horn lizard and keep it as a pet. Now it is illegal. And I also had caught a yellow mud turtle, and I took a 5-gallon aquarium and I tried to create a desert habitat in half the aquarium for the horn lizard and a swamp habitat in the other half for the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And that small an area, I didn't have a whole lot of success, but I tried doing it anywhere. I pretty much knew then that this was a field that I really wanted to pursue.
All right. We have a question from Caitlin, and she wants to know why you became a biologist.
Again, just my love for the natural world. I've always been fascinated with it. One thing about being a wildlife biologist, especially a research biologist, is you learn something new every day. I mean, with this particular project, you're always finding out something different. For instance, we had one horn lizard I went out to check up on, couldn't pick up the signal, finally found the signal about 100 yards away. The signal went into a pack rat nest or a pack rat midden inside a prickly pear cactus clump. And I got digging around in the pack rat midden, and I pulled out a 6.5-foot long Texas indigo snake, which had eaten the horn lizard, backpack and all. Texas indigo snake's another species we monitor down there. It's another one of our state threatened species. And so I brought the snake in, and
with the backpack
ate the horn lizard with the backpack on. We brought it back in. This overnight, the snake did manage to regurgitate what was left of the horn lizard in the backpack back up. So we did recover our transmitter.
It still worked.
even inside the indigo snake. And they cost about $85 a piece.
Wow.
So we were happy to get that transmitter back.
Wow. Okay, just real briefly to wrap things up, if someone else has these same interests and wants to do things like this, how can they get started? What can they do?
To be a wildlife biologist, you need to go to a university that offers a program in wildlife biology or wildlife management and get a Bachelor of Science degree.
Okay.
Because jobs are very competitive, especially in the areas of research. It's really beneficial to go on to graduate school and get a master's degree or even get a PhD. Basically, by getting that master's degree, a person will be working on their own specific research project, so they get a lot of skills that they'll need to work as a wildlife biologist, especially in the research field.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chip. Now let's go over to Alex to see a very different side of the Texas Park and Wildlife, which is media and communications.